Welcome to JS Tax Corporation's 36 Chambers of Tax Minimization Strategies. My name is Jamal Crypto J. Solomon, founder of JS Tax Corporation. The goal of this podcast series is to give you real tax advice in 7 minutes or less. Here is my Source Awards pitch to you. Any taxpayer out there that want to be tax savvy and want to stay a star and don't want to have to worry about their tax accountant trying to be all in the TikTok videos, all on YouTube, dancing, come to JS Tax Corporation. Let's go. Today's tax minimization strategy we're going to be discussing is hiring your spouse or children. This is very interesting, being that I'm a family man myself, married with three wonderful kids, and I'm also an entrepreneur. That's interesting. And I do know that sometimes, you know, it takes everybody to help the business grow. And sometimes you may be married to a wonderful, intelligent female or male, and they are the perfect employee. You did a great job raising your children. They will be the world's greatest, you know, employee. But you say, hey, why not, instead of just having them do regular chores, why don't they help out in my business? Did you know that that is completely legitimate? You can hire your family and get a tax deduction for it? What? You are kidding me? If this is not worth being proactive, doing your research, talking to your accountant, or talking to a tax consultant, I don't know what's going to motivate you guys. So you could put your kids on your payroll tax-free if it's below the IRS threshold. Man, and I don't know what year you're going to listen to this. So just do your research on what is the IRS threshold for your particular year that you're planning to hire your spouse or your kids. It's not that hard to look up. And due to the wonderful Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2018, nearly doubled the exemption amount for dependent minors. So you could, meaning you could pay them more and it could be still tax-free to your kids. This is crazy. But guys, here's the deal. Dependent minors. So we're talking about, when I'm saying hiring your kids, I'm not talking about hiring Billy, down the block, or your kids' classmates. You can still do that, but, you know, there's a little more to it. So when I'm talking about, we're talking about hiring your own kids, but that doesn't mean that you can't hire other children. Labor laws, don't be having these kids doing crazy stuff, guys. But this is for dependent, basically kids that you can claim. And also, as a bonus, you could take money you pay to your kids and put it in an education savings account or a Roth IRA. Hold on. Y'all need to hear that once more. As a bonus, you could take money you pay to your kids, and put it in an education savings account or Roth IRA. If that's not a freaking win-win, you get a deduction. And then you could put in a education savings account, or you could put in a Roth IRA for them. Jeez. And you don't need to withhold payroll taxes for them. Listen, guys, I know I'm not the most exciting guy that you're going to ever hear taxes from. You know, I'm not like, you know, Gary Vee and stuff like that. But if this doesn't motivate you, to, if you qualify to do this and you don't take advantage of this, I do not ever want to hear you complain that only tax privileges go to the rich and everybody else has to suffer and stuff like that. Because if this can't motivate you, I don't know what the hell will. But it will, because that's why you're listening to this podcast. So guys, always remember, guys, I could go on for hours on each of these topics. If you want to consult with me, you can go to my description and find out different ways that we could connect. But at minimum, be very proactive. At minimum, if you already got a tax accountant, just listen to have a conversation. These podcast episodes are not meant to make you an expert and do a whole how-to. I just want to open up your mind. I want to change your mind. I want you to be proactive about minimizing your taxes. And that's why these episodes are only 7 minutes or less. However, if you listen to all these episodes, it could save you thousands of dollars. Why? Because I've been doing taxes for over 15 years and I already know. So until next time, guys, protons, electrons always causes explosions.